Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the Ashraf Ali Billah Hazrat Akhtas Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. The title is Tere Aashiqo Mein Jeena, Tere Aashiqo Mein Marna. Hai isi tarah se mumkin Tere raah se guzarna Kabhi dil pe sabr karna کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا میری ابدیت پہ یا رب یہ تیرا فضل کرنا یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت کبھی دری یا و بکا ہے کبھی آہ سرد بھرنا یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ میری جان ناتوا کا تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب یہ تیرا جذب پنہا میرا نالائے ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا تیری شان جذب ہے یہ تیری بندہ پروری ہے میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملے کسی کو خطر اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا.
These very beautiful poems of our Shaykh, تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا, تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. To live with your beloved ones, to die amongst your beloved ones. In other words, a person gives his life in order to find Allah Ta'ala and pass the this path of suluk. It isn't a temporary thing, but it must be till mort. To live with the lovers of Allah, to die with the lovers of Allah. We give our lives for Allah Ta'ala, to find Allah. And once a person has found Allah, Allah is unlimited. So the path is also never ending. Is darya ka koi kinara nahi. There is no shore of the sea. So we just carry on. That person will keep on making progress all the time. A person, as long as he's a talib, a seeker, he will move forward. The minute a person becomes a qani', he's contented, that person doesn't stay where he is, he drops down. And worse is a person who's a naqid, who criticizes, who finds fault all the time. That is the worst. He loses out completely. So Allah make us amongst the talibin, those who want to move forward all the time. You take a ball and you throw it up in the air, as long as it's the amount of the weight of the ball, the power that was behind it, it will keep on going up. But it reaches a stage where it stops going further. And it doesn't stay in the air there. It comes down faster than what it went up. So like that, we're also going up all the time. And the minute we feel, I'm there now. And now it's enough. We don't stay there, we drop down all the time. You can buy the best motor car, top of the range, the best of the series, everything. And now you think, I'm set for life. And you don't fill fuel in there. You don't check your water, your oil, your tire pressure. You do nothing. That motor car, the best motor car, will also leave you on the road. So you have to maintain it all the time. And that motor car, if you feel I got the best motor car and this is for life now, and you don't upgrade, you just leave that, that also you'll find you are going to sit on the road. So a person has to, same thing spiritually. A person feels, now I'm there, I've achieved everything. That person will fall down. In fact, when a person, he can be Shaykhul Mashayikh, a Shaykh who's got many Khalifas also, but he doesn't worry about his Islah. The minute a person doesn't worry about his Islah, so ye Musrik kya hoga? Salih bhi nahi rahega. Forget him correcting other people, he himself also will not be righteous and pious. A person, till the last moment, hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, till mort comes, a person must be concerned about him. So this Hazrat explained, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. This isn't a once-off thing, this isn't a casual thing. Sometimes we come, sometimes we don't come, sometimes we worry about our Islah, other times we don't worry of our Islah. We've gone for holidays, etc. Our dressing changes, everything like that. The work can't be done like this. This is a work of dedication to find Allah Ta'ala. And a person must be devoted and dedicated, and continuously he must strive. Hey, isi tarah se mumkin tere raah se guzarna. It is only possible in this way to pass in this path of Allah Ta'ala. In order to reach Allah and go toward Allah, it is only possible in this way. Which is that way? Kabhi dil pe sabar karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. Sometimes you will make sabar, sometimes you will make shukar. In other words, Allah Ta'ala's system is this. Allah has set it out that difficult conditions will also come on a person. At that time, it is to make sabar. And good conditions will also come at that time to make shukr. when difficult conditions come, don't lose hope, don't become despondent. لِكَيْ لَا تَعْثَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ, that what has missed you, on that don't be despondent and don't lose hope. وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ, and don't boast of what has been given to you. When Allah gives you His ni'mat, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. When difficult times come, make sabr and endure it. And this path is to carry on. This is the system of Allah. Just like in the qabr when we go, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala gives us all the best in the qabr, and comfort, peace, and the great enjoyment. And then that person who gets that, may Allah grant it to all of us, he says, Ya layta qawmi ya'lamun bima ghafara li rabbi wa ja'alani min al mukramin. If only my house people can know, I've reached safety. I'm fine here. Everything is going. But Allah has kept the system that is a secret. So whoever gone there, what's his condition, nobody in the world knows. We can make ghalib guman. We can think he must be enjoying, he must be, he had a good mort, etc. But nobody knows. Allah has kept that a secret. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will make everything known to everyone. But in the qabr, Allah has kept it a secret. So these are the systems of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala has kept in place. Ye teri rada mein jeena, ye teri rada mein marna. This living in your pleasure and dying in your pleasure. That is, when fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. There are only two things, the commands of Allah and the things which Allah has forbidden, the rights and the wrongs. So to love and do all what is right, that is to love in that way. And to die, that is when the wrong, the temptations come. And strong demands comes on the nafs, various things, whether it is of woman, whether it is of money, to make money in a haram way, etc. All, whatever it comes, the good and the bad. So when the good, what we have to do, we do that. And the bad that we have to stay away from, we stay away from that. Ye teri rada mein jeena, ye teri rada mein marna. Meri abdiyat pe, ya Rab, ye hai tera fazal karna. This is what is the abdiyat. A person becomes a slave of Allah. He's got no choice of his own. Whatever his master commands him to do, he does. Whatever he stops him from, he stops. That is that abdiyat. And that has to come. And by ibadat, this abdiyat must come. Humbleness must come. And full submission to the will of Allah Ta'ala. To do what he wants us to do. Not what we like to do. Not what the people will like us to do. Not we go with the flow and with the people, what people are saying. But we see what Allah is saying all the time. So, and that is only the fadl of Allah. And we have to beg Allah for His fadl. And fadl is that which is given for nothing. Not that you deserve it. It is just given. So we have to beg to of Allah Ta'ala that we don't deserve anything, but you make fadl. Without being deserving, without being that we are entitled to it. Oh Allah, you just from your kindness, you bless us with this, that we fulfill your commandments in all conditions. Yahi aashiqo ka sheva, yahi aashiqo ki aadat. This is the way of the lovers of Allah. This is their sheva. This is their way. This is their trademark. This is by which you can recognize them. They just submit to Allah Ta'ala. And this is their habit. This is their nature. That whatever Allah wants, they just do that. They don't see anything else. They just see the commands of Allah, the pleasure of Allah. They don't care for family ties. They don't care for business ties. They don't care for friendly ties. Nothing else. Only the connection with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Kabhi girya o buka hai, kabhi aahe sar bharna. Sometimes it is crying to Allah Ta'ala, begging of Allah for His kindness. And sometimes it is taking a deep sigh that, Ya Allah, what is my condition? And as a person progresses, as he progresses and he reaches higher levels, then he feels bad about his previous condition. And this is one of the wisdoms of why Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to make Tawbah and Istighfar. There are many reasons the ulama have given. One is this also, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was progressing in spirituality all the time. And when he looked back at his previous condition, then he made Tawbah on that. And this is a sign any person, if he wants to know if he's progressing in this path of suluk, then he thinks of his past and then he gauges himself. Like what is my namaz today compared to my namaz of 1 year ago? What is my namaz today compared to my namaz of 10 years ago? For example, when we were young, we just started reading namaz. Our heart wasn't in namaz. Sometimes we were lazy also. We missed namaz also. But then the time came where we became regular in namaz. And afterwards the time came when we started having concentration in namaz. How many brothers, ladies also, they asked, must we repeat our namazes which we did without concentration? They were reading namaz 5 times properly, but no concentration. Now Allah has blessed them with concentration. Now they realize this is what is called namaz. And be sure if we carry on in this path, in another 5 years' time, we'll feel this also is not namaz. As we get closer to Allah, this is the sign that a person is coming closer to Allah. His zikr he enjoys more now. Before, his zikr was like a burden, where somehow or the other he managed to make some zikr. But now, he can't stop making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So that is how each one of us can measure ourselves whether we are moving forward or not. See, compare ourselves to our past. What was our condition previously? If it's improving, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. If it's deteriorating, if before we were making namaz, now we're not making namaz also. Now we are lazy, etc. Then that is a thing to be greatly worried about. So continuously a person must see whether he is moving ahead or whether he is standing still or whether he is going backwards. Yahi aashiko ki alamat, yahi aashiko ki zamanat. This is a sign that you are an aashik of Allah, that you are on your path and you are reaching Allah. This is your guarantee that you are on the right path. That when you consider yourself and you see you are moving forward all the time, that is a sign that you are on the right path. Kabhi zikr ho zuban se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. And sometimes also this is another aspect of the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes zikr with the tongue. And they are making zikr like we make alhamdulillah. And sometimes when you get tired, now just in your heart you are remembering Allah Ta'ala. Because with your tongue also, you do get tired. We are human beings. A person gets tired of reading the Quran Sharif, not because he's tired of reading, but he, as a human being. Now you are feeling sleepy, you are feeling groggy. Now you can't read. But as soon as you're feeling again okay, again you start reading. That is what is, that it is in you, you want to read. But as far as our human body is concerned, we got limitations. Zikr also, you want to make more, but now you can't make more. Then you just think about Allah Ta'ala. Or, on one occasion, Hazrat explained that just write on the nail of your thumb, Allah. Just write it. That is also the zikr of Allah. Your tongue, you are tired. You made so much zikr, you are tired now. You can't concentrate. Then just writing it also. And for example, tilawat needs more concentration. Especially for a hafiz, then he has to concentrate more. But now you are tired. You have made quite a bit of tilawat. And dua needs also a lot of concentration. Dua, what is called dua, it needs a lot of concentration. So at that time, you just make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. For you are tired, and you are lazy to make wudu, to touch the Quran Sharif, to make namaz, etc. So just make the zikr of Allah. And just think, when inshallah Allah give us all tawfiq, we are all reading our 100 times a day durood, which only takes 2 minutes out of 1,440 minutes. At that time when we read it, amongst many other muraqabas, what we should be thinking about, think that Allah is writing on my forehead, Bara'atu minan nifaq, Bara'atu minan nar, that this person will be free from hypocrisy, this person is free from the fire of Jahannam. Then we'll see what, how much more zeal and how much more feeling you will be reading that Durood Sharif. That Allah Ta'ala is busy writing that this person is free from hypocrisy, is free from the fire of Jahannam. Kabhi zikr ho zubaan se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. Sometimes we remember Allah with our tongue, and sometimes in our heart we remember Allah Ta'ala. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zeest ka sahara, the sum total of my life, that what I have realized when I am in this path, what I have realized, what is my life about. For some people, we check our bank balance, we check our portfolios, we check our property investments we have got, etc. But the real ashik and the true lover of Allah Ta'ala, what does he see? And also, meri zeest ka sahara, the support of my life. Like when a person is very ill, he's in hospital, they put him on life support. That is supporting his life. And every day of our lives, healthy, good people, there is something that is also, that is moving us on, that is spurring us on, that why we are getting up, why we are doing. So the lover of Allah, the ashik of Allah, what is his thing that makes him, that gets him turned on, that turns him on, and that makes him move forward? Tere aashiqo me jeena, tere aashiqo me marna. To love amongst your beloved. That is the thing. When I just get the thought, I'm going to my share. I just get the thought, I'm going to the aashiqeen, to the lovers of Allah. That is my life support. That is the thing that keeps me going. So that must be what our condition must be becoming. Not that we now, majlis now again. Now we have to go for majlis again. But on the other hand, one majlis hardly finished, and we are looking forward to the next majlis. And that should be for everything also. We look forward, for example, to the day of Jumu'ah, that all the ibadat of Jumu'ah, that I'll be again reading my 80 duruds after Asr. I'll be increasing my durood on Jumu'ah. We look forward to it. So like that, this also, going to the Shaykh's Majlis, or whoever Ashiqeen, Allah Wala, that great enjoyment, that great feeling that comes within a person. Usi kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab? Oh Allah, I had no idea whatsoever what is your love. And this only that person can say who has found the love of Allah. Like a person who never ate a mango, and the day he eats a mango, he says, I never knew a mango is so enjoyable. Or any other thing, what a person really enjoys, and he has it for the first time, that is the time he says, I never knew there was such great enjoyment in this. So those who find enjoyment in the majlis of the shaykh, in the talks of deen, in namaz, in tilawat, who find this great enjoyment. And Allah Ta'ala says also that فَلَا تَعْلَمُوا نَفْسُمْ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُنْ. Nobody knows what Allah has kept hidden in the heart of a person of the love of Allah Ta'ala. It is such a secret that nobody knows. And the person who enjoys it himself also, he can't explain it to anyone else also. Somebody tells him, for example, don't get up for tahajjud, you're not feeling well. He says, you don't know, if I don't get up, I'm going to get more sick. I have to get up. In there lies my health, my sihat, my tandurusti, my health lies in there. So what Allah Ta'ala has kept hidden, Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, in the great worry of the Ummah, what is happening, what the poor condition of the Ummah, and what is going to happen, pacing the room up and down the whole night. His wife asked him, what's wrong? Why can't you sleep? Why are you still walking up and down? He says, if I have to tell you, there will be two of us walking up and down the whole night. So that is that dard which Allah puts in the heart of the awliya. میں مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ درد پہ مرنا I learned from your lovers how to die at your threshold. Otherwise, people pass by the awliya, pass by khankas, oh, these are the darwish people, these are pious people, but he doesn't know what it is all about. But when you get in it, and Allah opens it up, then your heart opens up. And then you see what is that great enjoyment which other people are completely deprived of. And then you have that enjoyment which nobody else knows but you know. Ye tere inayate hai, ye tere madad ka sadqa. These are your gifts, O Allah. This is your sadqa which you give. It's not for everyone whom Allah Ta'ala gives. A person is giving out money. He gives to certain people. He doesn't give to other people. That is all his choice, who he wants to give and who he gives to. So these are the real things which, the real gifts of Allah, the closeness of Allah, the love of Allah, to be able to make munajat and speak secretly and privately with Allah Ta'ala, who Allah Ta'ala blesses. This is only from the gifts of Allah Ta'ala. Meri jaan na tawa ka tere gham pe sabar karna. And this body of mine, my jaan na tawa, weak body of mine. This insan is so weak. He just hears something and so much fear comes in him. He hears something and so much hope comes in him. His condition just changes. This human being is a very weak person. And to make sabr on the love of Allah. And a person in this world, he loves somebody. Parents love their children. They show that love. You can see it. You can see what they do. A husband loves his wife. Wife loves her husband. They exchange that love. They feel, see that feeling. But Allah's love is hidden. Allah has kept that also. You feel it in your heart, but Allah is not there like a human being, that how you express your love and how you show your love. So you have to make sabr on that all the time. You have that love. It's like a sort of, in an aspect, one-sided love. And your whole life you have to make sabr on it. The real love will come when we go in the qabr. And then there Allah will show it. And the actual that love of Allah will show in Jannah. Yeah, in this world also, a person feels it also. He enjoys it also. He thoroughly enjoys it also. But it isn't like the love of dunya. Like two mortals, two human beings who meet and they make love with one another. You can see it, they are making love and they are enjoying. With Allah, you have to make sabr. That you don't see Allah Ta'ala. Allah, Musa alayhi salam only wanted to see Allah. That also Allah says, in this world, you cannot see me. So the true love of Allah, that will be only really in Jannah. Yeah, a person just keeps on striving all the time. And the fact of Jannah and all these facts here, which are hard, hard facts, scientific facts are fiction. They call it scientific facts, but it is all fiction. And they prove themselves wrong in many, many instances. For example, where Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, قَالَتِن نَمْلَةٌ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلُتْ قُلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ. Oh, the ant told the other ants that enter your houses. So they were the scientists and the people of the world. Na'udzubillah, na'udzubillah, they made a mockery and they made like comic strips of the Quran. Like in comic strips, animals talk, birds talk, like that the ants are talking. Like that they made animal, they made comic strips of the Quran Sharif. But they themselves, when they discovered that actually ants do talk to one another, not just that they may understand, make gestures or something, but they actually talk to one another, then they had to go into their utter disgrace, that what we were making a joke about, actually we were making a joke about ourselves. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, every word is 100% true. And this is how a mu'min accepts everything. What we can understand, we accept. What we can't understand, that also we accept. When there are the glaring facts, as Allah says, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. We will show them our clear, clear signs in the heavens and the skies, within themselves also, until they will realize that Allah is 100% true. And what Allah has said is 100% true. And what Allah makes known, and you are convinced, then the rest also, about Qabr, about Akhirat, about the being of Allah, all that is also 100% true. Ye teri ata hai ya Rab, ye hai tera jazbe pinha. These are all your gifts, O Allah. This is all your hidden magnetic force that you pull us towards you. For example, we all have come here for the majlis. And from where and where have we come? Who brought us here? It wasn't ourselves. Allah brought us. That magnetic force of Allah, that it pulled us and it brought us here. Now we are sitting here for about an hour or so. We could have been doing many other things now. But why are we sitting? And why are we listening carefully? And we taking enjoyment in listening also to the words of Allah. This is all the jazbat pinha, that hidden magnetic force, and it is the atah, the gift of Allah. It is, nobody should ever think it's my understanding. I understood that this is the right path. No, this is all a gift from Allah. And a gift, we know, is not given to every person. It's just like when gifts are given out, it's not everyone who gets a gift. So these gifts of Allah are also not given to everyone. Those of us whom Allah brings us here, and those of us who have that feeling when we are regular with our namaz, zikr, etc., tilawat, we must make a lot of shukr to Allah. On the one hand, we must not be overtaken by nafs and shaitan. And min sharril waswasil khannas. That what the people are saying, oh, you very pious, oh, you are like this, don't become in that deception. And neither of ajab, that I am pious, ujub, I am better than others, etc. Khudbini, your eyes fall on yourself, that I am good. And at the same time also, seek protection of nashukri, that Allah, you gave me this position, I must make shukr. And it isn't my achievement, it's a gift from you. Na qadri, so not to appreciate the ni'mats of Allah, that also. So to be in between the two, on the one side, not to be boastful and arrogant, and on the other side, not to be unthankful also. Wamma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. Speak of the ni'mats of Allah which Allah has given you solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Ye teri atahi ya Rab. یہ ہے تیرا جذب پنہا میرا نالہ ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا. And to pour out my heart at your threshold when you are in sajda and your heart is connected with Allah and you make duas and you turning to Allah Ta'ala, tears are flowing from your eyes. This is all a gift from Allah Ta'ala. To have love of that being who you don't see, you don't feel, you don't touch, But your love is overwhelming. It surpasses all the other love of the dunya. All the things of this dunya it surpasses. That is a great, great namat of Allah, which Allah Ta'ala gives to His close bandas and His close servants. Mera har khata pe rona, mera har khata pe rona, hey, yahi meri talafi. And this is a great gift. A person who has been blessed with tawbah and istighfar. When you reach this condition, you have no other choice but to make tawbah to Allah and ask for forgiveness. Even though your position has now, you have gone high, you have gone close to Allah, but in that condition also, just to cry all the time, because you have to cry over your past, what your condition was. Presently you cry over yourself. You see others, how much more they excel. And I'm still left behind. And you cry to Allah Ta'ala. And you understand that I haven't reached my station. I haven't reached my destination. And you cry. And you cry also. You don't know what the future holds. And in that way, no arrogance and pride comes in a person. Today I'm making my 5 times namaz. Islamic dressing, everything. I don't know tomorrow what can the condition be. And then we see sometimes examples of people, that even scholars who studied in our madaris by our buzurg, and today they've gone on a different tangent completely. And they regard the basics of deen also, they find fault in that. And they feel we need a new modern deen, a deen that goes with the flow, that goes according to the times. Now we are living in modern times. This is no more the camel age. And you can't now travel on a camel. Now it is the Sputnik age. Now it is the time of you must have your laptop. And you must have all your gadgets now. Now Islam must also change accordingly. This is no more a time that your video and photos are not allowed. Now all that also must be permitted. Now is the time that mixing with the females is no more taboo. And it's not that it is now not allowed. Now is a different world. So not like that. That we stick to that deen of Allah Ta'ala. Which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, that the Jews and Christians were divided in 72 sects. My ummah will be divided in 73 sects. And only one of the 73 will be Naji, will find freedom, and they'll go straight to Jannah. When asked, who are they? Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. Those who are upon that which I am upon, and my sahaba, who we call today the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ma ana alayhi, the people of the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my sahaba, the Jama'at of the sahaba, those who follow them. And those who follow White House, those who follow the Kremlin, those who follow United Nations, governments, etc., not them. The people who follow the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Mera har khata pe rona hai, yahi meri talafi. So to tawbah istighfar, when that comes naturally in a person, and no matter how much ibadat he's making, he feels I have to make tawbah also. That even this ibadat of mine is also, it falls short. It's not being done right also. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, I got nothing. I finished my namaz right at the end of namaz. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. I've done a great wrong. This namaz of mine also, my whole past life also. A person sees all his ibadat, and not only does he cry upon his actual gunas, but even on his ibadat he makes tawbah. That I didn't make my ibadat properly. My namaz I didn't make properly. And those are all signs of acceptance from Allah. When a person realizes that my tilawat I didn't make properly, my namaz I didn't make properly, oh Allah, forgive me. And in that there is great hope that all those namazes are accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Teri rahmatu ka sadqa, mera jurm afwa karna. And then it is the favors of your mercies, O Allah, that you forgive all my gunas. And Allah loves to forgive. and Allahu Akbar. Allah's forgiveness is so great. If a person is working for a company, for example, and he does something wrong, doesn't fulfill his duty, or he steals from the company, and they catch him on CCTV, or otherwise they catch him out, then what will be the natural response? Almost every company, everyone in the world, the company car will be taken away immediately from him. He's got a company phone, it will be taken away. He's fired also. And everything, his charges are laid against him also. But on the other hand, look at Allah's mercy. When a person commits guna, Allah is seeing him also. What are the CCTV cameras of this world? Allah's watchful eye is much more greater, but Allah doesn't fire him. Allah doesn't say, your rosy, we are stopping. You no more wages you're going to get. You still get your wages also. You get your rosy, and in fact, good rosy Allah is giving. All of us, we know how sinful we are, and what sins we have committed, but Allah didn't stop our rosy. Neither does Allah Ta'ala put any impediment, a sickness, give you a stroke, gives you some brain damage, or anything like that. Allah looked after that also. And then Allah Ta'ala covered your fault also. As many of us sitting, we know very well that what sins we have committed, but Allah didn't expose us. Whereas our nature is, if we know the sin of anyone, we expose it. But Allah doesn't expose it. And then Allah gives us chance to make tawbah till maut. And you make tawbah, just sincere tawbah is required, and all that gunas are not only made maaf, but Allah changes them into good deeds. This is who is our Allah. That on guna, Allah is so merciful. Then if you do righteous deeds, what won't be the mercies of Allah? When on guna, Allah is so merciful, and everyone, we are all the time gunegar. We are full of sin, and we know that what sins we have committed. And Allah is so merciful, He didn't let no one know. And the wife's gunas, He didn't let the husband know. The husband's gunas, He didn't let the wife know. All our gunas, how He has concealed them. And He has given us still good health also. He's still giving us our rosy also. And He's still giving us love, respect and honor amongst people also. In the family, with friends, etc. How kind is Allah. So on the obedience of Allah, what won't a person get? So it is for us to turn to Allah Ta'ala. Teri rahmato ka sadqa, mera jurm afwa karna. And in fact, Allah says, if you don't commit any sin, I will remove you and create a nation that will commit sin so that I can forgive them. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are an embodiment of forgiveness. You love to forgive. So please forgive me. Allah Ta'ala forgives readily. So we should keep on making that dua also. Not only in Ramadan in the last 10 nights or the odd nights, but throughout the year also we should make that dua. That, oh Allah, you love to forgive. Please forgive me. Teri shaan jazb hai, ye teri banda parwari hai. This is your quality of or your magnetic quality that you pull. How many people, man, woman, young, old, were in the doldrums of sin and evil? Where and where they were, Allah pulled them away and made them His pious awliya. And we think of great, great people, Malik ibn Dinar, Fuzail ibn Iyaz, rahimahumullah. What great people, what gunas they were involved, and until today also. So many people, they say, what my life was before, what sins I was involved in, who took them out of all that? Who took them out from the nightclubs? And who took them out from the casinos? And who took them out from the terrible, terrible places of guna? It's only Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is so merciful. meri jaan aur dil ka tujhko hama waqt yaad karna. And this is also only your jazb, O Allah, and your banda parwari, your tuition, and your how you nurture a person, that you give me the tawfiq to remember you all the time. That sometimes I remember you with my tongue, sometimes in my heart, sometimes with my actions, all different ways that I remember you. It is all only from you, O my Allah. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar. And all this now, the crux of it, Allah, Hazrat explained, is from the company of the righteous and the pious. That is where we will get this. You won't get it in the other places. You stay in the company of those who have devoted themselves to Allah. One occasion, somebody asked, Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, that what is the benefit of staying in the company of the righteous and the pious? So Mawlana told him, it was summer, and in those days with the hand fan, somebody was fanning Mawlana. So this person here, what's he doing? He's fanning you. Who is he fanning? He's fanning you. Aren't you also getting the benefit? So he said, yes, just by sitting there, you are also getting the benefit. So the same way, for Allah's favors that come on a person, so much so that people desire to be buried next to be a pious person. Allah's favors that will go on that pious person in his qabr, those who are near him are also going to get the benefit. So it is greatly, wherever Allah's rahmat is coming down, it isn't limited only to that person and only for that. Wherever they are around there, they all benefit also. On one occasion, Allama Khalid Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was of Manchester, UK, originally of Pakistan, when he was visiting us here, Fajr time, he didn't see me here for Fajr. So he asked the friends, where is he? So they say he goes to Jama Masjid to make Quran Tarjuma. So he became very happy. And he said, where Quran Tarjuma is made, from that place, to right to the Arsh of Allah, there is a column of Noor that goes up. And that Noor spreads all around. Not only the Muslims benefit, the non-Muslims also. Not only the Muslims and non-Muslims, human beings, but even plants, animals, they all benefit from it. So whoever becomes pious, and at the moment also, with the Palestine issue and all where Muslims are suffering, how much each one will become pious, so much it will alleviate, remove all their difficulties. So how much we will become righteous. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he used to make his tahajjud and his eyes fall on his children, they were small children, or that worry comes in your mind, what will happen to my children, then he should increase his ibadah. And he says, this I'm doing for your sake. Because the more the parents will be pious, the more the children are going to benefit. The more the Muslims, we become righteous and pious, the more the whole world will benefit. Even the kuffar, the doors of hidayat will open for them also. It is for us to turn to Allah Ta'ala sincerely. And all this we get from the company of the Ahle Dil. Kisi Ahle Dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar. Anyone who got the company of the righteous and the pious, usse aa gaya hai jeena, usse aa gaya hai marna. That person now knows how to live and he knows how to die. Live in the commands of Allah, and with the disobedience of Allah, then you become like a dead person. You just cannot commit. So much so, our Shaykh Rahmatullah explained, when a person makes his Islam and people force you to look at a woman, your eyes will be open, you'll be looking, but you won't be looking. Nothing will register with you. Now you are completely cut off from all haram. Any other type of haram also, you are completely cut off. So that is all with the company of the Ahle Dil and the company of the righteous and the pious. This is the sum total of everything. In the Quran Sharif, four specific ayat speaks about wayuzakkihim. to make the tazkiyah of a person. And many other ayat in the Quran also. And in the hadith also, وَمَا الْإِحْسَانِ. What is ihsan? أَنْ تَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ. To worship Allah as though you are seeing Him. And that will come when you realize Allah is watching me and Allah is giving me His undivided attention. So I must be also giving full attention to Allah Ta'ala in my namaz. Where am I roaming around in my namaz? Allah Ta'ala is there. Allah has brought me to His house and Allah is remembering me. How is it I'm not remembering Allah? That we also give our full attention to Allah Ta'ala. So all this comes by the company of the Ahlullah. And fortunate are those people whom Allah gives this understanding. And they go into the company of the Ahlullah and their condition starts changing and they become closer and closer to Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.